You are listening to EP Culture Beat, the underground source of El Paso, Texas.
Baby, it's Sucio, aka Cerberus, aka Thought Boy Supreme, aka Lesbian Wolverine, aka Cobija Chan, aka ex-boyfriend of everybody's mom, welcoming you back to another episode of EP Culture Beat, your source for the underground of El Paso Juarez. No fake corporate sponsorships, no nepotism for fucking grants. We're here, baby, real talk for real people. Now, let me start by saying this next guest has been on our itinerary for the last year. But we just haven't been able to sync up, and I'm glad you're finally here, mijo. So let me just start by saying, whether you know this man from being one half of Formosa Noise all the way to what he's doing now, which is editor-in-chief of Patterns Podcast, you know, he's a suave, debonair, techno heartthrob. Please welcome to the show, Che.
Thank you, brother. Definitely happy to be here.
I'm happy you're here, baby. We've been trying to sync up for forever, you know?
It's been a minute, yeah.
I mean, I had you on the list over there, and it's just like, oh, yeah, we're going to do that. It's like, are you going to do that? Am I going to do that? It's like, when the fuck are we going to fucking do it?
No, man, definitely happy to be here, man. You know, talk about it and be about it.
Yeah. So let me just start off by saying congratulations on your 100th episode. By the time this comes out, it's going to probably be like 115, but you know.
No, thanks, man. It's definitely something to be proud of, and just keep going, man. We're going to keep going.
Absolutely.
Before we go on, please subscribe and share. Thank you.
So, okay. How different is the music that you played before to the music you play now?
I would say it's definitely night and day.
Why?
I don't know. You're young. You want to play, you know, the hits. You want to play the really, you know, bumping stuff. But you get older, you know, you mature. Your ear matures. Your sound matures.
You wear all black.
you know, instruments evolve, so you evolve with the music and the instruments.
Absolutely,
you know?
Absolutely. Yeah. You're right about that. You go to the same shows 14 times and you can't go to them no more, so you got to go to different ones?
Exactly, yeah. You just got to mix it up.
So, okay, let's start with, when did you start playing music?
I started playing music, my background started in 2008.
Okay. How old are you?
I was about, I think I was about 19, 20.
That sounds about right.
I was at summer school at EPCC. I got the opportunity to purchase some CDJs, and I actually quit summer school and spent that whole summer learning how to mix.
So, okay, what did you play then? Because, I mean, this is what I'm asking, because I do remember your sets from before, but a very little bit. So you tell me, what did you used to play?
Actually, I started, like, playing a lot of what was in at the time, like that minimal techno, a little bit of progressive, nothing crazy. But I mean, that's where I started from. I mean, obviously, not a lot of people play minimal techno anymore, or I mean, progressive.
I feel like a lot of bangers were coming out of, like, you were just like slamming the dance floor.
Pretty much, yeah. I mean, you just want to, like I said, you just want to be with the hits and play the hits, and you know, just have that momentum going. You know, you kind of do get tired of that, and you kind of want to dig a lot more deeper, and and you know. Listening to other locals, especially going to Juarez, and you know, those guys had a lot of impact on me, man.
So, okay, what was your name pre Formosa Noise?
I've actually always been Che.
Have you really?
Yeah. And actually it started off as a kind of like a gag name. I used to have this shirt that said Chepin. and my old boss, he's like, he just started calling me Che. And then once when I played out, actually this was an accidental gig. It was one of my very, very first gigs. I show up, I didn't even have my music. I started playing another guy's music, and he's like, oh man, you're playing these tracks good. He's like, come back tomorrow and tear it up.
Where was this? Where, in Juarez?
Oh no, it was here actually. It was at this place called 33 Beats. It was in the West Side, probably the only electronic club in the West Side. It was kind of like a branch off 33, you know, like the Mexican place. And
Donovan.
Yeah, on Donovan, yeah, exactly. and yeah, this guy's like, bring your music tomorrow. What do I put you as? And I'm like, I don't know. Put me as Che.
Quien sabe,
and it just stuck. He's like, Che. All right, cool. I got you.
But why was that the ethos? Why did the Deamon say Che?
Because you know what? I never really had a nickname or anything. You know, like
it was always Miguel.
It's always Miguel. Miggy, yeah. And it just came out, and it just stuck.
Válgame Dios. Okay, so how much different is playing here to Juarez, El Paso to Juarez?
Juarez, you get a huge crowd response even like on a Tuesday. Mm-hmm. You know, people like to party over there. People like to listen to music over there. Here, it's more like, you know, you got to wait till the weekend, or you get a smaller crowd, you know, during the week. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, either way, people love music here, but it kind of shows a little bit more over there.
Absolutely. You're not wrong about that.
Yeah.
So maybe I started remembering you, you know, maybe our casual, you know, meetings every once in a while before that. But I really started remembering you as a musician with a bunch of day parties. You were opening up for a bunch of like kind of cool underground acts, you know, stuff in the day at the Garden, you know, at these weird little spots that had stuff that wasn't coming. And, you know, you guys were always there. It was always you and Ryobi.
Yeah.
So how did you get into that part? Like, how did you guys form Formosa Noise?
Okay, so, I mean, we were actually dating cousins.
I think I remember that.
Yeah, we were dating cousins. Like, I was dating one cousin, and he was dating another cousin. And we started off, you know, hanging out at, like, family parties. Yeah. And then, you know, we just had a lot in common, you know. And then we actually started DJing probably at the same time, too. And he started off with, like, vinyl, and I had my CDJs, and we would just kind of, like, merge or, like, set up together and go from there. You know, just have little sessions, and and whatnot. But that's pretty much how it started. And then, you know, since we were around the same people all the time, same crowd, you know, playing, you know, little backyard parties and whatnot, yeah. It kind of just escalated from there.
It grew from there, natural little growth.
Yeah, exactly.
So you're playing all these parties, you're doing stuff for Mosa Noise. And I would say, at least within my memory, within my research, somewhere around 2014, 2015, I started seeing you pop up on all these other podcasts or like mixes or you know, like when did you start to kind of branch off? Because I feel like you had this trajectory where it led you to where you are now.
Yeah, that's true. I think I want to say it was about 2015. I actually had my very first kind of up and coming podcast at the time that I wanted to do. It was kind of a failed project, but that's what kind of got me. Like,
what was it?
It was called Formosa Cast.
Okay.
Yeah. And Formosa in Portuguese means beautiful. So we were beautiful noise, you know?
Oh, you are beautiful. You're beautiful on so many levels. I can't even put you on the podcast right now, live stream, because you'll break our algorithm. So I'm not even going to do that.
Break the stream. Yeah. So, I mean, that kind of, you know, I was pretty much doing what I'm doing now back then, asking, like, you know, starting off with my friends, like, hey, send me a mix. But everybody's like, yeah, later. And, you know, I kind of lost interest. But since I actually started dating Layla, which is my fiance now, I would always tell her, I want to start a podcast. Ever since, like, probably like 2016, she's like, well, yeah, let's do it. Like, do it. Like, what's stopping you? I'm like, I don't have a name.
That was what was stopping. First of all, shout out Big Lux, Lux Salons. You know, we love you. You're so professional. We love everything you do, baby. But yeah, that was what was stopping you, the name?
The name. I couldn't find a name. And I kind of didn't want to do the Formosa Cast again, because that one was strictly on like Apple Music. And I kind of wanted a little different platform, I guess.
Okay.
And but yeah, the name was stopping me. And I think it took 3 years.
It
took about 3 years for just brainstorming with names and like logos, and you know, I would, you know, get on it for a little bit and then ditch
so
it.
Then obviously the quintessential question is right now, why did you pick patterns audio?
Okay, so me and Layla, we were actually brainstorming one day, and I was working on fonts, and then, you know, I kind of wanted something that has to do with music. Mm-hmm, you know, mm-hmm. Music is a pattern.
Okay.
And, you know, I didn't want to do something that said, like, sound. And I think, like, audio really, like, meshed it together. She came up with Patterns Audio. So.
Oh, you got to give her credit.
I got to give her the credit for that.
You heard it here first, y'all. Si no le pegan. So then, really truthfully, right now, I mean, you've said it before on your podcast. I've heard stuff that you put out. You've come out on so many other people's things. Globally,
yeah.
I mean, you're talking about overseas, you're talking about down south, South America, all the way up north. Like, I hear a bunch of people, you got a lot of guests. You've been guests on a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
What is the mission of Patterns Podcast? What is the main ethos of it?
It's definitely to branch out, give every artist a good opportunity. You know, we love artists that are doing things, very active artists. But also, you know, a really good artist that really maybe hasn't done much, you know, give them a little platform to do that.
Mm-hmm. I respect that. I dig that shit a lot.
Yeah. That's definitely, you know, one of my main goals. And, you know, as far as like myself, you know, grow with myself too, mm-hmm. and see where that leads me, you know?
So in your opinion, in your mind right now, how close are you to accomplishing your goal? You're 100 and something episodes in. Like, how far down the track are you? Do you feel you are?
I don't even think that I've even made a scratch yet. even though, you know, there's been a lot of great artists, mm-hmm. A lot of, you know, amazing episodes, a lot of good music being played. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Germany, France, mm-hmm. all over Mexico, LA. LA has, I have a lot of big supporters in LA. You know, it's definitely still just one layer of you know, the many things that I want to go with.
Okay. I mean, I dig that too. Like, so right now you're at your year one girl. Let's say you've been doing it, what, 2 years? 2.5 years.
2.5 years now, yeah.
But you're doing, what, weekly now?
Weekly, yeah. Sometimes 2 a week.
If you're enjoying this interview, please subscribe and share. Thank you.
What is your criteria to be on Patterns?
It's definitely being an active DJ. Definitely a great mixer. Great mixer, great track selector. You know, people that program their tracks, take their time. I do have an open submission on the website. I do get a lot of submissions, really good ones, you know, some aren't. But I do listen to all of them.
Yeah.
But yeah, definitely got to be a great mixer, great track selector. And you know, at least have something going on with yourself, you know, not just, yeah, I'm going to put a mix out once and not do it again. Or, you know, at least be very active.
That's difficult, right? Like, to pick the people who are having fun compared to the people who are actually, like, doing, like, making a name, trying to do movement.
Exactly, yeah. Because, I mean, genre has a lot to do with it. I mean, I don't bash on any genre, but we just have a specific, you know, sound that we want to go for.
What is it?
It's more, I mean, we do definitely techno. Mm-hmm. We do melodic house, deep house, even, like, you know, that old school house. We've had DJ Rich on there. Mm-hmm. Great guy.
He's a legend. He's a local legend, baby. Yeah, shout out Big Rich. Mad love.
You know, but we don't do the whole EDM stuff, you know, banging remixes, Rihanna remixes, stuff like that, you know.
17 times in a row.
You know, we definitely have a certain criteria that for genre that we follow.
Let's say somebody sent a mix to you, not what you like, but it just pops to you. Like, you can't get it out of your head. Would you put it on or would you pass it on?
No, I would definitely put it on. I've actually branched out even to drum and bass. Shout out to Kid Smalls for putting out the first drum and bass mix. I'm trying to open up myself for a lot more genres.
Shout out Sakyo Dub.
Yeah. Even if it is, let's say, like a tech house DJ, if it's good, it's good. You know?
Yeah.
You know.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
How do you get people from the other side of the world to be on your podcast?
I definitely branch out a lot based off, like, referrals too. Let's say I've had, you know, I usually talk to people first and then invite them later. But I kind of, you know, warm them up first. Like, I'm not going to be like, hey, make a mix right now.
Oh, that's what I do, baby. I just tell them, come on the show now, dry.
Be here tomorrow.
Yeah, come here right now, baby. Don't be like that.
Yeah, no, I definitely, you know, work my way up. I'm not going to say I'm a natural salesman, but I kind of, like, sell it to them first and then, go in for the sale.
You know? Oh, you sold me right now. I don't even DJ anymore. I want to throw a set.
Anytime, man.
Here are my scratch records from 83. You're global, you're local. How compelled are you to put somebody local on? Like, do you feel pressure from people here to be like, oh, you have to have somebody or you have to represent the different factions?
I think personally, I don't have that pressure, but I think personally, I have a balance. Mm-hmm. You know, I'll put some locals on and then I'll throw in, you know, a couple of international or national. But I feel like I do have a balance that I just kind of do it naturally. Mm-hmm. So there's not really a pressure to, you know, to have locals on per se, you know.
So then ultimately, like, you know, how do you pick what's going to come out this week, next week, whatever?
Pretty much chronological. The way I'm booking them, I do offer dates. Mm-hmm. So I check my calendar. I usually book a month in advance. Mm-hmm. So I just give them, you know, I have the first week of July, second week, you know, I go from there and then I'll start booking from there. But usually if they pick or usually if I have open dates, I'll just be like, hey, I have this one available. You know, if you want to take it, if not, I have later on in next month available.
But
pretty much just like that. You know, I do give them a choice. If I have two dates, I'll give them both dates, and then they can pick.
That's a simple way of doing it.
Yeah,
because I feel like sometimes I'll listen to your stuff and it'll have a theme to it. Mm-hmm. And is that, am I just implying? Because sometimes I'll be like, oh, it'll be like this is an LA, you know, like you have two or three heads from LA, and then the next time it's like three or four ladies. And then I'm just like, oh, is he doing this on purpose or is it falling like that? And I guess now you're just...
No, actually, now that you mentioned that, I mean, sometimes I do have like a theme, three girls, a month of girls, you know, because girls throw it down, man.
Absolutely.
You know, we can never leave them out, man, because they're right there killing it with everybody else, man. And but yeah, you're right. Sometimes I will reach out to just all LA DJs and give them the dates, you know, like that and go from there.
Okay, what's the ultimate guest that you would like on the podcast? Or goal, should I say.
Man,
one than one.
That's a huge one, actually. There's this guy named Alex Medina. This guy's on labels like Intervisions, just killing it on huge labels. He's from the Canary Islands in Spain. Getting pretty close to it. I'm not going to get my hopes up, but hopefully maybe September.
Fingers crossed, baby. Fingers crossed. So what's the ultimate goal then for Patterns? Episode 1000?
Yeah. I don't see why not. Yeah. You know, sky's the limit on it. And I kind of just want to start, you know, branching out into also doing like premieres for like locals tracks. There's a lot of great producers out there.
Absolutely.
And not just locals, you know, just doing the same thing that I'm doing with the podcast. You know, people send me their originals and we post them as a sample. That way, you know, it gets a lot of promotion, you know, when it is actually released. Doing that and booking bigger, better guests.
So when are you going to play live again? Because I feel I haven't seen you haven't booked a show in. How long has it been since you booked a show?
I think it's been about a year and a half, actually.
How long has it been since you brought somebody?
That's been a good while.
Because I remember, I was looking through the memories, and I was like, when was the last time?
Yeah, that was like back in probably like 11, probably the last time.
What show was that? I thought it was like 13.
I think it was 11. It could have been somewhere, you know, at the M-Bar days.
Yes.
That's been a minute. But that's actually another goal, starting events again, doing showcases with our artists that are available to be here.
Absolutely.
And definitely headliners. That's one thing that I have been looking into, you know, bookings and talking to agents and even DJs that don't have agents right now. They're down to play. They want to come. And,
yeah, for sure.
You know, they love El Paso. They love Juarez. And, you know, maybe get something going on in Juarez at the same weekend.
I feel like we've been getting a backlash here locally because, you know, people have been having shows even through the Corona raves, right? Like, you know, everybody talked about national news. Yeah. But I now coming into getting out of Corona, you know, people are like, damn, we're going to see the same shit. It's like a backlash of predictability. Like, I mean, I don't see that with you.
Yeah.
I never see you repeating stuff. And even like the people who come on the show, it's their 10th anniversary of something. You know, you're celebrating them as well. So, you know, I would think it would be difficult.
Yeah, it's
especially Juarez, because I wish I knew more about Juarez.
Yeah, no, keeping it, you know, variety is it's hard. But I mean, I definitely think it's doable because, you know, like you said, it's predictable, but there's just a whole different level of artists that are very untouched and can do great.
El Paso Juarez loves minimal techno.
Yeah.
Like a lot. Like I remember that back in the days too.
Oh, yeah. They love that underground sound, man. Anything that's, you know, underground. And it's surprising how many, what they call them, you know, the DJs that a lot of regular people really know.
We're almost done. Please do not forget to subscribe and share. Thank you.
Please tell us what you got coming up next on Patterns. Please tell us what's going on in the next 2, 3, 4 months, because I know that by the time you come back next year, it'll be a whole different thing.
A whole different thing, yeah. I mean, I do have already probably artists booked till October.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
Yeah, and I'm actually very happy that they're willing to even book that far ahead just because they want to get in. Yeah,
absolutely.
And I wish I could do a lot more in 1 week, but I think for now, one. Tops two sometimes.
I've seen you do up to 2 or 3 one time.
Yeah, yeah. I've done 3 actually. And that was just kind of our own, because I do have some collective members, and they're the ones that tore it up that week. And it was for the anniversary, actually, for the 2-year anniversary. Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, it's that's what we got. We got a couple of good artists coming up up until October.
So besides the one that you might.
Besides, have, yeah, I actually. Who else?
Who else?
I have an open spot just for him.
You know? But who else are we looking forward to seeing?
Man, there's
this don't come out for 3 weeks because we got like 6 episodes in the can. So trust me.
No, man, there's definitely a lot that I wish that I can start booking, but it's just a matter of you know, coordinating and getting the logistics right.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, you know. But I don't know. Hopefully a big name.
Yeah, huge name. We're going to look out for that big name, and I know you're going to do it. Now, give us your socials. Give us where we can catch you. Give us when Patterns drops every week. Tell us everything. Tell us all that stuff.
Okay, so the Patterns mixes, they drop every Wednesday. Mm-hmm. So we actually got one tomorrow. And sometimes we do Fridays just for like a weekend mix, you know, more fun.
Do you get more? Where do you get more listens? On the weekends or the weekdays?
I would say the weekdays, actually. Mm-hmm. I guess because weekends people are out partying and whatnot. But even then, you know, they're out partying. On the way there, throw a mix on, you know?
Throw it on.
Yeah. You can find us on SoundCloud, Patterns Audio, Facebook, Patterns Audio, Instagram, Patterns Audio Podcast. You can find myself, Chair Patterns Audio, or hit us up on our website, www.patternsaudio.com.
Perfect for your pregame, y'all.
Yep.
Trust me, you put patterns on there, you don't even know. You're going to be writing that the whole time. So, once again, I love you, Papa.
Thank you, Papa,
for being on the show after a year and a half, 18 months of
definitely
being
my
on the
pleasure.
Whiteboard.
My pleasure.
So, you know, next time you do something, give us a holler. We'll holler at you. But, yeah, on behalf of EB Culture Beat, your source for the underground, El Paso, Texas, thank you guys for listening to us. Stay sweet, don't change, baby. Love, Suso. Make sure you get us on Apple, iTunes, Spotify. What else is it? I always fuck up here. But
all over the place,
yeah,
man.
But, you know, he's looking at me. He's kicking me off the air. Right?
Hit me up all in right. Central, too.
Yeah, meet me up in Central, y'all, and I'll tell you straight up. Stay sweet, don't change.